I'd like to welcome everybody to the December 15th Select Board meeting, and would you all join me as we pledge allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Oh, God. Roll call.
Sue.
Warren.
Brian.
Pat.
Perfect. Okay, we got approval of the minutes of December 8th.
Make a motion to approve the minutes from December 8th as presented.
I'll second that.
Any discussion?
Wait a minute, I had one.
One change?
Yeah, one change.
Good job, Linda. That's a lot of minutes. Those are a lot of minutes.
Line 81.
81.
The complete sentence should read, "The idea is to bring the unassigned fund balance down to its target level, to its target level balance, period." And then take the, and put the difference in the future capital reserve account. And line 84, the correct amount is $726,000, not $678,000.
I'm not sure. Okay, is that it?
That's it.
Okay, we got a motion in a second, and anybody want to approve as amended?
Yeah. As amended.
Sue? So?
Yep, Boyd.
Brian? Perfect. Incumbences.
All right, I have a couple of questions before we start. Cutting down trees, because I have some money left, he thinks he can get it done before the end of the year, but he's not sure. So what happens?
You got a bill?
If he's got a bill.
Yep, we're good.
But we take some of it, he gets some of it done, that's okay.
Yep.
Okay, the second one is to finish up the bathrooms over at the park.
Yep.
He's got a bill here, and he said to, because of tariffs, to add 25%, but he's difficult to get in touch with.
Who's here?
Heisenberg. You can work on finding somebody else to work with.
Well, if somebody else that we can get in touch with can do it at that price or less expensive, is this still...
It would have to be an invoice for somebody else, not him.
I would say we just approve that invoice, and if we don't use him, the money is still encumbered.
Okay, right. That's what I want. So these I will.
And if you have a balance from the other one, obviously you can do that if we encumber both funds.
Then these two, the other thing.
Those I don't have, correct?
Yeah, you don't. You don't have these two.
Go ahead. If you want to make a motion to approve that, Susan, go ahead.
I have to make sure I have enough money. 100. Yeah, 11. Yes, I do. Okay. Could I make a motion to add these to the encumbrances?
Yep. Just give us the amounts.
The total, $1,294.75.
No, plus the 7,000.
That's both of them together, the 7 and the 4. Okay. 11,000. I'm sorry, did I say 1,100?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
11,000.
That's a motion.
Yeah, second.
All in favor?
So,
Boyd.
It's Brian.
Pat.
Perfect. Okay.
So, Amy, you get that?
So, are there other ones?
Yeah. Yeah, some others, yeah. All right. This one here is from the planning board, so it's for Keach and Notram. And this is to do some of the ordinance amendments. And it's the amount of $2,500.
Is that your motion?
I'd like to make a motion and that we encumber those funds.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Sue?
Warren.
Brian?
Yeah.
Perfect. The next one is from the chief, and If you want to speak to it, Chief, go ahead briefly. You don't have to go in full detail like you did for us, but go ahead.
So hopefully the memo explains a lot of it. I would like to take the ACO vehicle. We've looked at Copart's going to be able to take it. They'll auction it off, and then that money will come back to the general fund, whatever that car is actually worth. It's got $144,000 on it, so that'd be the car I'm looking to replace to run six patrol vehicles in our fleet. The reason why we're looking at the Tahoe is the Tahoe has a higher center of gravity. We had the new Explorers, they made them longer and lower to the ground. They don't handle off-road capabilities very well. They don't handle going over curbs very well. Not that we make a habit of
I was
doing
just
that.
Increase the insurance.
It's nice to
at,
be able to, you know? If you need to.
Right. We have a lot of, you know, dirt roads, a lot of heavy roads. Even like going out behind, you know, where the water park is like a steep hill. My car can't even get up over that. It would like high center. The Tahoe, we're out on the highway a lot. It's a bigger vehicle. It's better crash rated.
Okay.
That's why state police run them.
The state runs those too, yeah.
They're reliable. They hold a really great resale value when we get rid of them. And that quote we got for 54, that's the state bid out of McMulkin. No one can beat that right now. So what I would look to do is encumber the funds for that vehicle. And then the light package I would pull from our detail fund. And then that would give me a good year to watch the detail fund to look at our next car.
Nice. All right. And just for everybody's information, he did a whole spreadsheet here on why the Tahoe is better. He did an excellent job.
Yeah, I read that memo. It's very persuasive, Jim.
And that's impressive that because Ford has been the car forever.
Ford has. The Crown Vic was, you know, that was a great,
right, that
it was honestly,
cool.
In my opinion, a great police car. The bad thing about those cars is they were rear-wheel drive, right? So
right.
Obviously you really had to understand dynamics and driving.
Right.
The Explorer, when it came out, they really, like, enveloped a whole system to help bring down crashes, you know, with, like, stability and engine braking and all that. The thing that I found that they did is they kind of cut some corners there, and the cars only last, I noticed, about 65,000, and then they're really braking.
Oh.
And they change the design all the time.
Right.
And that's been the difficulty with them. They're great. They're great cars for, as far as the SUV is concerned. Most officers fit in them pretty well. So that's what I've noticed with the Fords. Good police car, but they just don't have the same capabilities.
No, that's impressive that Chevy was able to come up with something that was.
The Durango was another one I looked at. The Durango, the Sheriff's Department runs Durangos. The big thing with those is they're good, agile vehicles, but they're smaller. So when you have bigger officers, or, you know, they're tight.
Okay.
They become very tight vehicles. You know, the sedans, like driving a sedan, it's great, but when you need to get out of it quick or move around, you know, they're not, in my opinion,
right,
not the best thing. So.
All right. Well, then, you want to make the motion? Back?
Yeah. Make a motion to encumber
$59,315
for the police department. Is that, it's 54, isn't it?
On the first page, is the updated price for it. It's $54,400.
That's even better.
So
$54,997
for the purchase of a police cruiser.
I'll second that.
Okay. No discussion. All those in favor?
Two.
Good luck deciphering
Brian.
That one, Pat.
Thank you. Great job.
Lots of numbers thrown out there, Linda. Have fun.
And the next one is to assist in our upgrade of our website, and this is for Catherine, $1,200, because she's, even though she's getting done, she agreed to stay on in the transition. Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
So this is to pay the salaries?
To pay her.
Okay.
To assist in the transition.
Okay.
Yeah, I will.
And it's
$1,200. I'll make a motion for that.
So that was good of her that she would do that.
I'll second that.
Unfortunate.
Yep. All in favor?
Yeah, Brian.
Brian?
Pat.
Good.
Does she have any leads?
Oh, we already...
Oh, we got somebody.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, she helped interview and we had meetings.
Did an awesome job.
They matched her price, but we just needed her to help with the transition.
And this is for the New Hampshire Municipal Association on the band program. This has got a number of different things, doesn't it? Total is five, oh, this is for the upgrade training for ZBA.
Mm-hmm.
$550, they want to encumber that.
$550.
Yeah.
I move we authorize that encumbrance.
A second.
All in favor?
Two.
Boyd.
Brian.
Pat.
Perfect. And what's the one I was missing here? Is there a fire department one or no?
Oh yeah, you had a fire department one from Dean.
How did I miss that?
I don't know.
Oh, see, it got stuck with another clip. Okay, this is from the fire department, and this is for numerous items. A lot of clothing, gear, stuff like that for them, and the amount is $2,700, correct?
Is that $2,700?
Yep. Well, that's what's on.
That's all.
Is that the total?
Oh, I take that back. I take that way back.
Yeah.
$22,578.
Yeah.
And it is, it's a number of items. Yeah. It's like four or five pages here of different items, but it's a lot of clothing, gear, and stuff like that.
Always wait till the end.
They always wait till the end, is correct.
If that's a motion, I'll second that.
Yep. Any questions or discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Sue.
Boyd.
Brian.
Pat.
Perfect. It was nice to have the money left so they could do those.
That's right. There's still money left after that.
It's still money left after that. Good. All right. Town report dedication. I believe Boyd had a person in mind he'd like to dedicate it to.
I think this would be the year to recognize Dean Young. He's retiring after 15 years as
the
chief. As the chief of the department, and he's been dedicated to that department since he was a youngster. Okay? So I don't think there's any question at all. But this year, the town report should be dedicated to Chief Young.
Yeah. And you brought this up in private with me that it isn't the first time that we've dedicated a town report to somebody that's still living.
No, I did Dennis. When I was chair, I did Dennis. Yeah.
And we did Ingrid Byrd a couple years before that.
Correct.
So there's precedent for that.
Yep. I think that's an excellent recommendation.
And I looked through the death records in Canyon. I couldn't identify anybody who would be more deserving than Dean for this recognition.
I agree. I'll second that, if that was a motion.
Okay,
I'll second that. Anybody got anything else? Seeing none, all in favor?
Boyd.
Brian? Come on, Sue. You can say you.
Come on.
No, I said Sue.
Yeah, maybe you're there.
Good job. Good job. Yeah, that was excellent.
Our photographer got this kid we hired to take pictures for the town report. He got some really good pictures at the fire department with Dean in it. So that, we're going to feature that nicely.
All right. Did you want to comment on that warrant article that cemetery had? You had the conversation.
Oh, the warrant article that was submitted?
Yeah.
So the NHMA says that, we can't, the perpetual care fund has very specific parameters that it can be used for, and you cannot pull from a fund to put it into a line item on a budget. It's just not possible.
So how would we pull from the fund and
greater than what you can, what you're allowed right now, you mean?
So with our warrant article, that's what you're talking about, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So with our warrant article, we're trying to pull all the interest from the perpetual care and put it into our maintenance fund.
Yeah, and that's what she's saying, they can't. We had this discussion a year or so ago. I thought we decided that you really had to go to the Attorney General, right?
Yeah, it's.
And get the verbiage changed on how that was created.
So that was created by Dick Snow and Dupuy by warrant article.
Yeah.
So we're trying to change that warrant.
Correct.
Okay, because we did talk to the town attorney on New Year's Day and never heard another word from him back.
And it's, let's face it, every single year the budget committee tries to take this budget away.
I know.
So how can we avoid me being such a you-know-what in stopping them from taking our budget every single time I turn around?
Yeah, they do beat you up pretty good.
They do. Enough is enough. They want us to use this money, but yet we're kicked to the curb every time we try.
I would rather, myself personally, give you permission to contact town attorney and discuss it with them, how you can change that warrant article.
Tell me in January 1st of this year, he told me that we would have to put it to a vote to the people.
Correct, but he didn't craft the actual warrant article.
Okay, you're right, he didn't.
But he does here. He does here.
He does, but...
He does here.
Well,
no, he just cites his argument against it, I think.
Yeah.
Right, the first paragraph, but the second one, see what he says? This is a template?
Yeah, but you have another memo in there from NHMA, from Tammy Letson, and she just said that the perpetual care is very specifically regulated by the AG's office, and it has to be used only for the plots that it... So it can't be used for broad general maintenance.
I think your argument is good because you're right. There's a ton of money being generated, and you can only use a percentage of it, and it's ridiculous.
Let's see, when they originally crafted this,
yeah,
they said only the people out of Holbrook. But this goes back to people. It goes back
It was perpetual care at other ones, right?
200-year-old
hill.
Right.
You're going to tell me that they didn't do perpetual care either?
Yeah. Right.
I think it was just not...
They didn't want to research it that way back.
Correct.
Probably.
So she doesn't agree that they just have to establish an expendable trust fund? She doesn't agree with that?
No, well, it's that can be established, but the perpetual care...
You can't get the money out of the perpetual care to fund.
No, you can't touch the principal. We're talking about the...
Right.
I know.
She flagged that, too. So I would suggest having a conversation with NHMA and with our attorney to make sure that it's crafted properly.
I would skip New Hampshire Municipal and just go right to our attorney.
I would too.
Because they're going to say something, then they're going to say, but check with your town attorney.
I'm not quite sure what's being said about that.
See, this is...
You can have, this you can have.
And who I can talk to is fine. I can talk to whomever.
We
need to get this taken care of.
Oh, I agree. Because we go through this every year, and there's funds that you could be using.
$35,000 out of our budget back 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Every single year they try to take this out.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So, yeah, so if you don't mind, if Amy has some time, you can come in and talk with the town attorney. I personally give you permission, if the rest of the board agrees,
sure.
Yeah.
To try to get that straightened out. So you can achieve what you're trying to. Because I agree, there's a ton of interest in there, and if you can only use it for one specific thing, it's just going to continue to grow.
And when is it going to ever be used?
Yeah, exactly.
It's crazy.
That's a lot of the upper ones, the trust funds, it's the same way. There's hundreds of thousands in there that we can never touch unless we readdress it.
I understand not being able to touch the principal, because it needs to grow. You need to be able to use that interest, get that interest. Right.
But you said there was what, $600,000-$700,000 in there?
A hell of a lot more than that.
Yeah.
Huh?
What?
Isn't there like $600,000-$700,000 in there?
I don't see the paperwork on it. I've asked for it quarterly, and I don't get it, even yearly. I have not seen it in 2 years.
You asked the trustees?
The trustees?
Yeah, we had a meeting with them, with Carla Penfield and Herbert Hebert.
Yeah.
Dennis Hebert.
They said, yes, we will make sure we get that.
Well, if you can, if you got time, Beth, then you can spend a little bit with Amy when she has time and see if we can get this resolved.
Yeah, because enough is enough with
right.
enough on every single year.
I mean, agree.
I would say leave the principal alone.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, nobody's talking about taking the principal. It's just to be able to use the interest for a little broader use here somehow.
I mean, I don't know if you've been down to Village within the last week, but that is looking absolutely beautiful. We spent $15,000 getting that cleared up. They have one day left. It's amazing how much work they've done. What we could do with this principal, we could clear out that whole Village cemetery and just open it up to thousands of plots.
Well.
Nice. That would diminish the public a little bit.
4,000 and the town's gone.
We would never have to worry about opening up another cemetery again. Yeah. We already have five. Let's not make more.
Right.
Let's open up what we already have. But we need money to do that, and we can't.
All right, well, if Amy's got the time and she doesn't mind.
That's... I would love all the help I can get.
And then maybe she can...
The trustees, I'll bet, will come.
Get with the trustees and give you better reporting.
Yeah.
Because there's no need that you...
Yeah, if we're getting like $70,000 in interest, we wouldn't need to touch most of anything from the town.
Nice. Okay.
Good.
Okay.
That's cool. So you need to know how many contributors there are to that perpetual care fund to know how much you could actually take out.
Right. So like,
right, and she did that for us, I think, 2 years ago, whatever, and it was small money compared to what's in there.
$10,500.
Yeah.
Seventy times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, divided by the cost of whatever it is.
Right.
Careful, you can take 70% basically.
Yes.
We're still on warrant articles. And Mike has looked at them and made some comments, and Amy has made those corrections. All of them or some of them?
Some of them. I did not do...
The
exemption
ones.
Those are very specific verbiage. I needed more time to carefully make sure
translate his comments. Yeah.
So those I did not touch yet. But so this is your print without his edits, is the update, including his updates. And this is the older one with his updates on the side.
On
so
the
you
side.
Can see them side by side.
So unless you have any questions, she's going to continue doing that with our blessings.
Yep.
And she'll just go in further detail on those exemption ones.
Do we just have to vote on 1 and 3 and then we're done as a group?
Oh yeah, and Boyd did a memo for 3.
That's what I was wondering.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've already done that. Okay.
Are those the only two, Amy?
I believe so.
Yeah.
Well, this, 20. Maybe we should just look at the ones we have to vote on. Looks like 20 we didn't vote on. I thought we did.
So with the library, how do we get a full budget breakdown?
Asking for it.
Haven't they been asked?
Yeah, they did. What they did is they took the money that we give them, not from other sources, and they put how they could spend that or how that could be spent. From the money that we give them. They didn't include...
But there's got to be an annual budget report that they put out, right?
They did last year. They took the $150,000 or whatever it was that we gave them, and they said salary, librarian, you know, $50,000. You know, they went line by line, and they accounted for the $155,000 or whatever we gave them. I don't know if we have the right to go into any other things that they get or not. Because it's the same with CYAA. We don't ask them, they don't give us how they spend it.
Right.
So it's a... And libraries are their own institution, kind of. It's like
the... I guess if you get a breakdown of the 170, then...
Yeah, they'll give that to us.
Yeah, for the town. What
if you ask, they'll give it to it, yeah. Or they've given it to the budget committee, too. I mean, I'm sure Lynn could maybe ask.
Sure. But I just like to say that $170,000 is a bargain for that library and that facility in this town.
Oh, I'm not arguing it.
Yeah, no.
But I don't know how, like Sue said, I don't know how you'd get their full financial report.
Yeah,
Well, it's hard if we ask one and not the other. That's a part of it. And I don't want to know about the CYA because they rent and everything else. I just,
if I remember correctly, we did get it last year. You did vote on 20, Sue. I just didn't update that one number.
Oh, okay.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, I thought we voted on all that. My apologies.
So what do we got left? Just one and...
One and three.
One and three.
Were you there the other night?
Yeah, he was there.
Yeah.
Yeah, you were there.
Yeah, we were all there.
Yeah.
Except for Steffi.
Yeah, I put my best foot forward.
I'd like to make a motion that we adopt Article 3 as presented right here. It conforms with the RSA limitations on the amount we can dedicate. Combined with all the other capital reserve accounts, we're still way under our ceiling. So I'd like to see that go on the warrant.
All right, that's a motion, and I'll second.
And that's been okayed by him or by this?
Well, I did the math. He pointed us in the direction of the RSA. It limits the amount we can dedicate. And I did the math, and we're way under that.
Oh, okay. All right, so we're all set.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so there's a motion and a second.
Yeah.
Any more discussion? Seeing all in favor?
Sue?
Boyd.
Brian?
Tom.
Okay, and the other one is Article 1?
Well, that's just the amount, right?
Right, that's the amount, because that was based on...
Yeah, it's not what the town asked for, but it's what what they want to do.
Right.
I think it's probably a good idea. Myself. Leave that alone.
Is that a motion?
Something in this.
I'll make a motion.
It's not that weird.
Agree to the $4,455,000?
And then they default to
$4,300,000. Okay.
Can you repeat that?
Anybody second?
Sorry, I didn't hear it all.
Yes, you want the numbers?
I got number one, and how did you word that? I didn't hear you.
Oh, it's written here. I tend to just say refer to this.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I'm lazy about just reading at this point in the night.
Yeah,
I'll second that.
Thank you.
Okay. Sue gave him.
Does she have this? Do you have this? A copy of this?
I
okay.
Do.
Yeah, the 455.
Yeah.
$4,455,000. Patrick, second. Is there any other discussion or questions? All in favor? All in favor?
Sue?
Boyd.
Brian?
Tom.
Perfect.
Nobody else encumbered anything?
We already did a lot of buy-ins.
Oh, did you? Oh.
Well, we'll get all the computer stuff straightened out, so that was all approved. So. I don't think there is any, right?
That's all that I received.
Did we vote on the term limits up at the Smith Memorial?
Nope, bring that up now if you want. We're all done with the encumbrances.
Okay, the Smith Memorial Building trustees met. They want to appoint Bob Stout as an alternate.
As we approved.
We approved. There's some, but now they're, because there's so much reluctance for these candidates to accept a 5-year term, so the trustees voted to change the term limit to 3 years. So, but that requires the approval of this board.
Now, is that for members and also alternates?
That's
3 years.
That's
okay.
Right.
So, is that your motion?
Yes, sir.
I'll second that.
Patrick, second. Any questions? Question? No.
Five
all in
years.
Favor?
That's a big, 5 years is a big commitment.
Oh, it is. Yeah. All in favor?
Boyd.
Sue,
yeah, I already said
Brian.
And the members of the up there, they pointed out how old they're all getting.
I was just going to say, I'm not sure we'll be around in 5 years.
They projected ahead 5 years and it wasn't looking good.
I mean, that's optimism.
Oh my God.
That's funny.
That's a young one.
We need some young blood.
Yeah.
All right. Was there anything else anybody had? Amy, nothing? No.
Did you buy anything fun?
Just that announced the calendar, is it?
I'll do that, but I was just to say, are you receiving any town report letters from heads of departments or what yet?
I have not yet received any.
So you want to give a reminder of the deadline is the 14th?
Mm-hmm.
January 14th to get your reports in.
Working on it.
I'm sure you are. I'm sure you are. See, that was a memo to me, too.
I'm not going to say anything to Dean about that, by the way.
No, don't.
No,
I mean, it's in the public.
But he'll just...
So.
if you want to. Yeah.
Oh, good point.
Oh, you think you'll freak out?
I think we're all set.
Oh, yeah, we'll just.
But this would keep.
Yes. That's not necessary.
One is for distance.
We didn't keep it from him.
Two.
Oh, okay.
The 2.5 is for reading the little print.
Okay.
I get the dollar.
Town office.
He put on a good face, though.
Who did? Mark? Or the chief?
Employee of the year.
You knew?
Oh, employee of the year, yeah.
He told you?
You knew?
Oh, surprise.
Oh, he let it out. You.
Oh,
okay.
I thought we pulled it off.
I actually forgot about it.
Did you?
He told me, like, I think it was it during a traffic stop?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, by the way.
That's good.
Yeah. All right, the town office will be closed Thursday, December 25th for Christmas. The town office will be closed on Thursday, January 1st, the New Year's Day. And the Board of Selectmen meeting is scheduled for Monday, January 12th.
Wow.
Wow.
Can we tell them they can go home early? Can we tell them now instead of waiting till the 24th?
No, I like the suspense.
They were the one that voted for no suspense last time.
If they had waited.
I don't like consistency.
Yeah, so Thursday is the holiday, so.
So no.
I don't have any problem with
going
out early on Wednesday.
I don't either at all.
What did
either.
You want to say?
No, or if you wanted to use personal time, take the whole day.
I wouldn't use personal time, just take a half day.
Well, I already have three people already taking the day, so it's just me running the show by myself.
Oh, jeez.
And Rich.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Unless you tell us we have it off.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, it's not the whole day. I think it was going early.
Yeah.
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 Then noontime.
Do you still have to take it off if you go early?
So noontime? Noontime's okay?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, here I am making decisions. I said, yeah, noontime. Sounds good.
Well,
you have a voice.
Says.
All right. So that's the consensus of the board, noontime.
That's lovely.
Just so people know.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's nice to know when ahead of time.
If nobody else is working, take the day.
What's he saying? 9 o'clock?
Will somebody be here Wednesday?
This
like
Wednesday?
4 o'clock?
This Wednesday?
PM?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll be here.
Okay. Women's Club need to come in to do that thing with the giving tree.
Yeah, I talked to Mary.
Okay.
All right, so is there anything else? Anybody got anything else?
Oh.
Chief.
Oh, go ahead.
Toys for Tots, we got 307 toys.
Wow.
You're kidding me.
That's
oh
awesome. So is that pretty much all local right here?
Yep.
Candy?
It's all local to the area. They go, so the Marines will pick it up. They'll go to a facility, probably in Manchester. Then they call in, you know, clinicians and people that are in need. And then they go in and basically go shopping.
No kidding.
But Candia gave that much?
Candia did. I got the Lamprey Healthcare, Chester Gun Club. Candia did very good. They filled both boxes, the one out here and the one out there.
Oh, great. Oh, that's wonderful.
Probably about half of those. And then we did the Christmas with the cops, and a few people showed up.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Bundled up.
Yeah, it was cold.
Yes. The question I had, Brian, is if somebody has a warrant article, they're due. The RSA says it's due January 13th. It's for the school. It's pertaining to the school. It doesn't come to us. Correct it. Where does that go? Because
it goes to the school.
It goes to the school board.
Right.
Don't they have their own?
They have their own warrant.
Right.
But I know they're meeting on the 6th, and I think they said that's the last day they'll accept it. It's not for me, but I thought the law was the 13th.
I don't know.
I don't know for the school.
So were you talking about that one that was submitted to us?
Yes.
It was already accepted by the superintendent. They were verifying that all the signatures are legal voters.
But did they go through it as far as the legal wording, if it's correct?
It's not all correct.
It's not correct. That's why he wants to make sure he submits the correct wording.
The superintendent went through the attorney for the SAU.
Yep.
They got the wording. They emailed to that person.
Yes.
I'm on the chain. That person refuses to change it.
Okay.
So then it won't be legal.
Well, he's
unfortunate.
It's not even addressed to the school board, so.
I know. It was the wrong form. I think people sometimes think, I mean, we are together, the school and the town, but we're not voting wise, yeah.
Well, no, otherwise we'd only have one budget, town meeting instead of school having their deliberative session.
You're not meeting with us on that day? Did you change? We're not having a double session?
Yeah, we are this time, I thought.
No, they've got two different dates listed.
Really?
No, two different dates.
Oh, we suggested it and Stephanie...
No, Stephanie said for sure.
Well, Auburn has that date, so for us to have the superintendent and their president, we have to do a different date.
I thought Stephanie said it was all set.
She did say it was all set. Well, that's too bad.
Oh, well. We tried.
Percentages of what we pay the SAU were the lowest percentage.
Really?
Do you even need them there? Well, you don't have to...
Don't comment.
Yeah, that's okay. Turn off the TV and we'll talk.
If there's nothing else...
Move to adjourn?
Second that one.
Second that one. All in favor?
So...
Boy.
Brian?
Pat?
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chief.
Hit the stop on that.